Look at your neighbor and say, it's good to be at youth rally. Oh, that was, that's how you're supposed to do it. Look at your other neighbor and say, I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here.
Amen. That's how you're supposed to do it. Praise the Lord. Go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. The Lord's laid something on my heart. Romans chapter 1. It's more of a Bible study kind of deal. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But I noticed this is that I've been around for a while. I was youth pastor here for a while. And 13 years, I think it was. And working with young people, we got a youth camp. And I tell you what, I realized this is that the young people are mean. You are just mean, cruel, and mean. And I grew up as in this youth group here, and we were mean. And it bothers me. It bothers me how mean we are to one another. And Brother Mike, I've seen it destroy young people. And this meanness has creeped in our youth groups, in our college and career, into our churches, and it's destroyed the Spirit of God because we're just mean. But look at Romans chapter 1, verse 17. We're talking about faith here. And look what it says. It says, For wherein is the righteousness of God revealed from, what's the next three words? Faith to faith. Faith to faith. Now, would you agree, Michael, stand up for a minute. Would you agree that Michael's faith and my faith, as we get together in fellowship, it strengthens us? Would you agree with that? Right? When we're getting together here, like I was talking about last night with the Holy Spirit inside of all of us, our faith is seeing each other and hearing what God's doing, and hey, God's doing this. It strengthens us. Would you agree with that? You can sit down. Thank you. And what it is faith to faith. And there's all kinds of ways, Brother Jesse, that we can show our faith to each other and help each other grow. Would you agree with that? And there's all kinds of things, but there's one of them I believe is very important, and that's kindness. Go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Look at verse 17. So then faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. You say, well, why are you going to use that verse? Because, listen, we should be able to speak to each other and encourage each other's faith with kindness. But we shouldn't talk like the world. Now, I'm not going to talk script. I'm not going to talk like the scripture does. That would be really weird. But when I get the scriptures inside of me, the words that come out of me should be kind words. You know, we are. We're the church. We're the bride of Christ. Would you agree with that? So if we're the bride of Christ, then Proverbs 31 applies to us, men, not just ladies. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says in Proverbs 31:26, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Wow, if I'm the bride of Christ, then I should have in my tongue the law of kindness. Then you should have the law of kindness. But you know we don't have the law of kindness. We rip each other apart. We talk about each other. We're not kind to each other. We make fun of the ones that are not like us. And the kindness is destroying the youth groups that we have. And their hurting is so bad that the Spirit of God can't move. It's caused division. And then we get our youth groups in church. Listen, do you realize you youth stir up the older folks? You know, that's the older folk crowd right there. That's where they sit at night. But the youth It's a circle. The youth stir up the older folks, and the older folks get stirred up, and so they encourage the younger folks. But if our youth group is not right in our kindness, it'll destroy. The Bible says this in Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectionate one towards another. Brotherly love and honoring, preferring one another. And then the Bible says this, for his merciful kindness is great towards us. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so our kindness to one another, I wonder if we went and took a video camera and a group there and just followed you around to see how kind you are. This world is cruel. And we're very sarcastic. And listen, you say, well, and they'll do this. I'm joking. No, you're not. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so you get jealous. You have these problems. I'll tell you this. I don't have much time. There's so much to this. But Jonathan went to David. Jonathan saw David kill that giant. His daddy didn't kill the giant, but Jonathan saw that David killed that giant, and he met with him. And you know what he did? Jonathan was the prince. He was the one that's going to be king. He was supposed to be next in line. But he knew God was on David. But let me tell you something. God was on Jonathan. And Jonathan knew it. But you know what Jonathan did? He took his robe off. Jonathan is a type of Jesus Christ. Look it up. He's a type of Jesus Christ. He took his robe off and gave it to the sheep boy. He took his mantle off. He gave him his sword, his spear. Jonathan gave everything to David. And you know what he was doing? He was humbling himself and saying, God has his hand on you, David, and he's going to use you. And if that's what God wants, then I'm going to be kind to you. Amen. You know what happens? We see God, what's going to happen is some of these boys got to be preaching. God used them, and somebody's going to get envy in their heart. And you're going to try to discourage it. He said, how do you know? I did it. You know the cause of Faith Baptist Church's youth group? I believe it was me. I heard it. There's young men that could be sitting in here now being faithful to this church, but because of my unkindness and my cruelness, I hurt their faith. Sometimes I weep over it. Because they get up on a Sunday night and they would preach and stuff, but they weren't cool like us. They were maybe a nerd or they were a little different, Brother Mike, or just something different. And we had to pick on them. It's killing us. Somebody don't look as well or have the nicest clothes as you do. And we're so unkind. And then we jump on the bandwagon if somebody starts something and we're picking on that one and picking on that one and picking. No kindness. No law of kindness. God help us. God help us. Jesse knows. He grew up and we were cruel to Jesse sometimes. Weren't we, Jesse? But he was cruel back. He was. Hey, listen. Me and Jesse sat around and talked about this. We've asked each other to forgive each other. Before George passed away, God got a hold of my heart, and I remember some things in the past, and I called him. I said, Brother, will you forgive me? We had a conversation. He said, Brother Samson knows. I said, no, I got to get right with you, man. And little did I know that he was going to pass away. Why are we tearing each other up? Why don't we make fun and we just pick on that one? And listen, if you think about it, it's always the one because they're easy to pick on. Hey, listen, all the cutting them down and running things down, oh, we're just joking and cutting each other down. You better watch yourself. That law of kindness, Jonathan does that. But you know what happens? Jonathan ends up dying, and then David becomes king. He says, does anybody know if there's anybody of the line of Saul that I can show what? Kindness to. And Ziba shows up. And Ziba shows up and he says, yeah, I know one. His name's Mephibosheth. Another type of Jesus Christ. He says, his name's Mephibosheth. He's a crippled boy. And boy, he sends Ziba down to Lodibar and he brings Mephibosheth back. And he brings that boy back and he falls on his face and David shows him kindness. And listen, when he sat up against that table, nobody ever knew he was crippled. I could imagine him telling, Mephibosheth telling his grandkids, hey, Grandpa, how did we get here? He said, because the king, David, somebody was kind. Listen, young people, Brother Jesse, come to the piano, help me out here. Are you kind? Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ, and I didn't quote it right, forgiving you. Brother Jesse, come piano, but I don't want just anybody come down. This is what I'm going to suggest is that you get your youth group, and maybe you come down here and you pray together as a youth group, maybe with your family. Listen, in our home, my kids are not allowed to be unkind to each other. They get in trouble. They get in trouble. Listen, when I get unkind, I got to get right. Young folks, a lot of our young people that are leaving our group, they're going to other churches because other people are kind. And they're believing other doctrines because somebody else is kind. When's the last time you seen somebody that was unfortunate and stuff and just be kind to them? They weren't like you. When'd you go out of the way? I'm not talking about the lost. I'm talking about in our churches. What about your brother or sister? You just said, you know what? I'm going to do something kind for them today. My daughter's on with some friends, Brother Mike, on this chat thing. The Lord got a hold of her heart, and she told her friends on there, is about, I don't know, a couple different families on there, and she said, listen, she said, guys, I want to do a challenge. I want to challenge us to show some charity to our brothers and sisters. You got to do three things kind. You got 10 days to do three things kind. Isabel. And she said, on top of it, I want you to study 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And then when we get back and after those 10 days or whatever days it was, we'll talk about what God has showed you. Some of those kids, they laughed. They mocked. These are pastor's kids, church kids. It's killing us. Why don't you stand? Maybe you want to grab a couple friends. Maybe you want to get together and with your youth group, youth pastors, get them together, come down here and say, Lord, would you help me to be kind in my heart? You know over there where it says charity, it says that charity starts out, it's long-suffering and kind. Maybe you need to get with your mom and dad. Maybe you need to get with somebody. Maybe you need to apologize to somebody. I don't know. Say, man, I want to be kind. Kindness goes a long way. Recently, Brother Jesse, a letter came in from your church, your old church. And they had a check in there for me, Brother Mike, and my family. And you know what the man said? He's crippled. He said, the kindness of your children affected me because they came up and talked to me at the meeting. And me and my wife want to give you something. It affected him so much, he took us out to Five Guys. Because some kids had some interest in a crippled man. Kindness goes a long way. And some of you, if you get it down and say, you know, I want to be kind. I want to be kind.
By the world looks upon me.